28, verses 1 to 10, the resurrection. After the Sabbath, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a voice came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. Lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know he is not here. He is risen just as he said. Come and see the place and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee." This is the word of the Lord.
Hope was nearly gone. The day was almost done. The old enemy seemed certain. Occasion, 30th of March, 1999. The situation was down, required a seemingly insurmountable number of runs to win against Australia. Captain, stick with me, even if you hate cricket. There is a point to this. Best batsman and certainly one of the best of all time plays one of the world's best innings. He to all parts of the ground, scoring 19 fours and 1-6 in his innings. Perhaps they six runs left to win. The ninth batsman is out. If one more is out, Captain Lara stands firm. With one run required, he smashes the to win. This is how the match was described by Haydn Gill. From the cruel crucifixion to the renowned resurrection, amid unbearable tension, drama, and as the modern day's greatest batsman with yet another brilliant, breathtaking century. Fingernails were bitten, but through it all, the left-handed genius defied, then dominated. Australia's mission was accomplished. It will go down in the history books as one of the victory coming from the depths of despair. And surely written by one with a Christian faith. The found resurrection, the astonishing ascension. Despair. On Good Friday, we remembered the cruel crucifixion of Christ. That first Good Friday was awful. Think about it. Jesus chosen to be his friend, his disciple. Jesus fell asleep in his hour of need in Gethsemane. Then Jesus lapped and spat upon by the religious leaders whose Messiah he came to be. Was then denied by one of his closest friends, Peter. And he was abandoned by the rest of the 12 disciples. Was flogged to within an inch of his life by command of Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, and then handed over. By them, he was stripped and mocked and struck and spat. Jesus had nasty, jagged nails driven through his hands, his feet, his side. He was crucified between two criminals, insulted by them, and to hang there until inevitably, he died, a cruel crucifixion. But so were others of the day. Execution have been betrayed and arrested and failed and beaten and flogged and abandoned and killed. Isn't Jesus' death any crueler than others that have been executed at the hands of another? You may say, but Jesus did and said remarkable things. And that is true. But so, you may say, but Jesus made amazing claims to be Son of Man, Son of God, Messiah, Lord. But again, so have others made such claims. although not so many, I grant you. His life, Jesus attracted many people to follow him. True, and bad people have attracted followers. You may say, but Jesus loved. True, so have others died for people they loved. Heroic, and their good words and deeds may have gone down in history like those friends. Why is Jesus any better? Like all of them will one day do, Jesus died. There, all the words of Jesus, all the acts of Jesus, all the beliefs of Christians about Jesus whatsoever. But it doesn't. And whilst it is true to say that Jesus has died, it is dead. And today is the day when we celebrate again that he is risen. So today we celebrate not so much the cruel crucifixion, but the Hayden Gill, remember, wrote of Brian Lara's deeds that they would go down in the history books as one of the victory coming from the depths of despair. Jesus was down as he hung on the cross. And when the stone was rolled over the tomb, perhaps they believed it is. Good Friday gave way to the silence of Saturday, when nothing much happened, really, except the tomb, lest the body be stolen. Another night of grief, anguish. But then, not just one of the most spirited revivals, ever revival, the revival by the Spirit of God, as from despair, Jesus' time, Jesus risen from the dead. Hallelujah. Time this morning examining the evidence for the resurrection of Jesus. I've done that before. I'll do it. Let me say that I believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Difference. In 1 Corinthians 15 and verses 17 to 20, the Apostle Paul, your faith is futile. You are still lost in your sins. They are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all. But, says Paul, Christ has indeed been raised from the dead. Christ has indeed been raised from the dead. Christ is risen. What does that mean for us? That Jesus has conquered death, that he is truly Son of God, and that the offering of his death was an acceptable sacrifice to God. Was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. Make us just as if we had never sinned, made right with God. And we are made right with God. It means also that in Christ we are, this is not just a future goal when we die, but it is a present reality. And perhaps you sometimes struggle to escape your old way of life, BC. Perhaps guilt keeps returning. And yet, the mess in your life have needed dealing with, they have been deserving of punishment, but for your sin on the cross. And his resurrection from the grave is that sins have been nailed to the cross with Christ, past, present. Now, that doesn't mean that we should deliberately go on in the ways that we used to carry on. But we will mess up again, time and again. We're still forgiven. Chapter 2, verses 4 to 6, we're reminded that because of his great love for us, he made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgression. It is by Paul, and God raised us up with Christ. Have the guarantee of a future glorious resurrection. Jesus talks of eternal and a new earth. Paul says we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is so that they will be like his glorious body. Now we don't know exactly, but we do know that it's going to be good. Great expectations there about the thought of new resurrection bodies. The parts maybe you'd like to change, the parts you'd like is made new. And I guess we leave the rest to him, don't we? know that it will be amazing. And we have those things. We have the full here and now. We have a hope and a future only if we have received them. And perhaps for some of you here, this is the time for you to believe in Jesus and the renowned resurrection and what they achieved. Baptized or to be confirmed, both options are available in our multi-denominational church. Talk with me. And we can see if now would be the right time for you. Finish with this before I want to lead us, just read a short meditation. As you may know, it used to be known as the Cape of Storms, and it was seen until, that is, around 500 years ago, Vasco da Gama sailed storms, a calm sea, and beyond that, India. Cape of Good Hope. Until Jesus Christ rose, Cape of Storms, on which all hopes of life beyond had been wrecked. Until on Easter morning, Jesus overcame our last great enemy, Satan. And now, like those ancient explorers, we can see beyond of heaven and eternal life with the Father. And we dare human lives exactly what the Son experienced in his. Because I live, you also. Let's be still. You might want to close your eyes. Meditation, which should you want to find it later, comes from the pen of Gerard Kelly. Because he has risen. Because he has risen, in all the cold, hard places gripped by winter, and freedom jumps the as our focus. Because he is risen. He is risen. My future is an epic novel, where once it was a mere short story, viewed in perpetuity. My options are open-ended. My travel plans are cosmic. He is risen. Because he is risen, healing is on. Disability will bow before the endless dance of his ability. And my grave too will be stored, for this frail and fragile body will not be the final word on my condition. He is risen. Because he is risen, hunger will go begging in the street. We will have a shortened shelf life, and we will dance on the callous grave of woolly history. In our history, because he is risen. And because he is risen, a fire burns in my bones, and my heart hears hope like a whisper on the wind, and the song that rises in me will not. Life disrupts this shadowed place of death like a butterfly under the skin, terrified to hide, because he is risen.